Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara in Beis Amud Beis. We are four lines from the bottom. We're at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is continuing discussing things that an animal is allowed to take into the Rishus Rabbim, into the public domain. So says the Mishnah, Chamar Yotzeb Medaras B'Zman Sheik Shurabo, that a donkey is allowed to go out with its saddlecloth, and Rashi explains, because it protects it from the cold, when it's tied onto the saddlecloth. And if it's tied, then we're not afraid it's going to fall off. Zuchar Yotzeb Levuvin. So then the male ones, meaning the rams, are going to go out. Levuvin is going to be discussed in the Gemara. Gemara is going to say it later on, that it's going to be attached. Recheilos yotzes shechuzos kavulos uchunonos. And the ooze is allowed to go. It's allowed to be held, tied, or it's allowed to be fastened. These are, again, the Gemara is going to discuss those terms. The Gemara wasn't clear about that. Izim yotzes truros and goats are allowed to go out with their udders tied. So what is that? What's going on over here? When it comes to the goat's udders, sometimes in order to they had this tie, this Rashi points out, they had this, they tied it because in order to prevent the milk from dripping or being wasted. Rashi says, so that's Rashi says a few different things that they could use it for, or Rashi says that you'd stop them from getting pregnant. Okay, different reasons why they would do that, but that's mutter. Rabbi Yossi also b'klun chutzman arachelin ha kuvanos. The Rabbi Yossi says that all these cases are usher because they're a burden, Rashi says, except for the ooze, because that in that situation it was not going to be, according to Rabbi Yossi, they're not considered a burden. So the Gemara is going to discuss that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, izim yotzos truos liabish. Rabbi Yehuda says that goats are allowed to go out with their udders tied for the purpose, if a person wants to dry them up, however, you're not allowed to do them for being milked. So Rashi says they fundamentally agree with the Tanakhama that tying up the udders is not considered a burden. However, he only permits it in the case where it's order where you're going to stop the milk from drying up, because in order to stop the dropping milk, because it's tied to, in that situation it might be too loose. So therefore, he's afraid that it would be if it's only for the purpose of milking, they don't tie it tight enough, we're afraid it's going to fall off, and then they're going to take it in the Rishus Rabbim Dalan Amos. Okay, so then Gemara now discusses the opening statement of the Mishnah, that a donkey is allowed to go out with the saddle cloth. So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel vu shikshura lo meir Shabbos. This means that the saddle cloth has to be tied on the donkey before Shabbos. Why is that? Because that if the donkey was wearing the saddle cloth before Shabbos, the donkey obviously needs it to keep it warm, and therefore it's going to be considered a malbush. It's going to be considered part of the garment. If however the donkey was not wearing it before Shabbos, then we're going to assume that it doesn't need it, and therefore it's considered a burden. So therefore Shmuel is saying that it shows that it doesn't need it. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman wants to bring a raya for Shmuel. Masnez Nami Daika. Our Mishnah also implies this. Diktani, the Mishnah says, Ena Chamar Yotzev Radas Bez Manshei Nekshurlo. The donkey is not allowed to go out with the saddle cloth over here if it is not tied onto it. Hechidami, what is the case that the Mishnah is discussing? Ile Manshei Nekshurlo Klal. If you want to assume that the saddle cloth wasn't tied onto the donkey at all, then you're going to tell me it's not allowed to go on Shabbos. That's Pshita. That's obvious, because it's obviously going to Dilma Nafla Asuye. That it's going to, the saddle cloth is going to fall off. And then the whole idea is, we're afraid any of these items are going to fall. Many times we're afraid that the reason for the gzera over here is because we're afraid that something's going to fall off and you're carrying the Rishus Rabbim. So clearly that situation would be usher anytime you're afraid it's going to fall off. So if you're not tying it properly, then for sure it might fall off. El alav shenek shurim erev Shabbos. Rather, it should mean that it was tied on before Shabbos, which implies that the diuk miklal derish shikshur lo meirav Shabbos. So that implies that the first part of the Mishnah, which was saying that we saw that's our part of the Mishnah, that the donkey, that the buyer that he wants to bring, the donkey is allowed to go out with the saddle cloth, but it's tied. That refers to a case if they're safe for talking about on erev Shabbos, so to over here it's talking about before Shabbos as well. So therefore, Shmamina, that's a good proof for Shmuel. Continues the Gemara now. Tanu Rabbeinu, we also taught on the Braisa. Chamar Yotze b'mardas b'ban shekshur la merav Shabbos. The donkey is allowed to go out with the saddlecloth if it was tied onto it before Shabbos. Below b'ukaf alpi shekshur la merav Shabbos. However, it's not allowed to go out with the saddle even if it was tied onto it before Shabbos. So the ukaf is the bigger part. It's used to carry. That's where the person riding the donkey would go. That's what the Ran says. So we see that the Tana would permit the saddlecloth because it's sometimes used to warm the donkey, and therefore it's considered part as a malbush. However, the saddle is a burden; it's considered a masoy, even if it's tied before Shabbos. That we what we see from the Gemara right now. The Gemara says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "I woke up his manchik shul l'merush." No, even the saddle, even though it's big, and you might think that it's the havamina to assume it's going to be like a burden. It's not. So with two provisions, Rabbi Gamliel is mekel. That is, that if one doesn't tie the strap around its stomach, Or, and also it doesn't pass the strap under its tail. That if it did that, if they did these two things, the first case it would be a problem because you're preventing the saddle, and that'd be a burden. That's a burden. And the second case, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the strap also is considered, it's also considered an extra burden on the animal, and therefore even Rabbi Gamliel would agree that it is problematic. So, but again, according to the Tanna Kamma, that the fact that the warmth of the saddle, that's not considered enough. That's the saddle cloth, which warms the animal's entire body, that we're going to be makelin. So, a saddle is only warming a small area, that's why we would be machmer. That's what the svara behind the Tanna Kamma would be. The Gemara now discusses a different law with regards to the saddle cloth with the mardas. The Gemara says, what's the law? Is someone allowed to put the saddle cloth on a donkey on Shabbos? So the question is, meaning, are we concerned? The Rashi points out that we're not just concerned that a person is going to go out in their shisarabim, because if the saddle cloth was tied on during the Shabbos, the donkey is not allowed to wear it if it was during Shabbos. Only Erev Shabbos was it mutter. So what's the question? Then Rashi says the question is that whether is a person allowed to put the saddle cloth on a donkey inside a shisa yachid in order that it won't be cold. And the hava meaning would be that it's usur, is that maybe it's considered a masoi, maybe it's a person's exerting himself too much to do this for the animal, maybe it's considered some an unnecessary work for a person to be doing on Shabbos. That was the hava meaning. So Gemara now says, Amar Lei, Rebchia Barashi now answered him, mutter, it is mutter to do it on Shabbos, and the Gemara is going to discuss this. Amar Lei, so Rav Nasa and Rav Asi Bar Nasan rather, asked, he said back to him, V'chima ben zel ukaf, what's the difference between this and the saddle cloth? Meaning, what's the difference between a saddle cloth and a saddle? Again, the saddle is considered, the part that the person who's riding it has it, and it's bigger, and the saddle cloth is smaller. So the Gemara now says, Ishtik, so Rav Chia Bar Ashi, he was silent, which Rav Asi Bar Nasan originally had assumed. Rashi says that he thought that Rav Chia Bar Ashi was not listening to his question because he held it's mutter to put on the saddle. So he asked Akasha though, Asi Vei, Rav Asi Bar Nasan asked Akasha on him if that's your shita. Ukav shal gabe chamar, when it comes to a saddle that's on the back of a donkey, lo yitaltenu yadol, a person is not allowed to take it off the donkey with one's hands. Ela malicha mevi abechatzer, only a person is allowed to walk with the donkey back and forth until the saddle falls off by itself. So his question, he's pointing out now, hash to lito amar lo. So now that we're telling you that one is not allowed to take the saddle off the donkey, then the rice would have to even tell you that it's going to be usher to put it on, meaning clearly not. It's clearly going to be usher to put on the saddle. Why is putting on the saddle clearly, why is it a kava chomer? Because the putting on the saddle, Rashi points out, it's more likely to be usher than taking it off, because it looks like you're putting on a load onto a donkey. So it's Mar Zion, so it's more of a reason to assume that it's usher. So therefore, I clearly would have thought it's usher, and yet it's going to, and the brisa would clearly assume that it's usher. So Reb Zera now comes along and defends Reb Chia Bar Ashi. Says the Gemara now, Amar Lei, Reb Zera said in defense of in defending Reb Chia Bar Ashi, Shafke, leave him alone. Karabe Sperle, that he agrees. Rashi says with Rav, who's his Rebbe, Derma Reb Chia Bar Ashi, but Rav said this. Tol in Taraskel Mima B'Shabbos, one is allowed to hang a basket in front of an animal on Shabbos, v'kava chomer l'arbadas. Now we can learn from here, kava chomer, that the saddle cloth is going to be mekel. L'mas, in the Shun Tag Shonai, that if Rav allowed a person to put a basket in front of the animal, because and it's only for the animal's pleasure, and still going to be considered mutter on Shabbos, so then, hachad mishum tar lo koshigin, that putting on a saddle cloth, which is for the purpose of stopping the pain, the major pain, the suffering of the animal, then clearly kava chomer, it should be mekel. You should be allowed to put it on Shabbos. What is the suffering? Rashi says, because the animal is very cold, and the animal is very cold, it's going to be suffering, so you're allowed to be doing this. So again, we said that Rav says that it's mutter to put on the basket, and then kava chomer we made to the saddle cloth. The Gemara now quotes Shmuel, who argues, Shmuel amar mardas mutter traskal aser, that only the saddle cloth is going to be permitted. However, the traskal is going to be a problem, according to Shmuel. So according to Shmuel, the traskal is problematic. So why is that? Because we're assuming that the purpose of the saddle cloth is to prevent suffering. So therefore, and it's common, Rashi says, so therefore it's going to be mekel. So that if it's part of the, however, so why is the traskal problematic? The basket is only providing extra comfort. It's not considered preventing it from suffering. So Shmuel therefore holds that a person would not be allowed to exert himself more on Shabbos to do that, to put it for the animal. Okay, so the Gemara now says, Azal Reb Chiya Bar Yosef Amal Shmaita Rav Kami to Shmuel. Reb Chiya Bar Yosef went and he said this memer, he said this teaching before Shmuel. Amarlei Yachem Rabba. If Rav allowed this to even the basket, to put the basket in front of the animal on Shabbos, Liyada Mila Shavta Vlo Klum. Get very sharp words over here. He says he doesn't know anything about Hilchos Shabbos. He doesn't know anything. Okay, so Rav was the gadol ador. I guess he was saying the jokingly. I don't know, but so that's what Shmuel said. Kiselik Rabbi Zer, so Rabbi Zer went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara relates now. Ashkelon Rabbi Yehonatan Bar Yofes, the Yosef Kamei Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehonatan Bar Yofes said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said the following. Nosim Mardasa Gabi Chamar B'Shabbos. Since is allowed to put a saddlecloth on a donkey on Shabbos, Amar Le Yashkoyach B'Chedem Bar Yofes B'Bavel. So he said, oh, Shkoyach. He said, good, it's Shkoyach. Right? We say Shkoyach. So he says, he says Yasher. He didn't say Shkoyach. So Yasher. He said, well, and Oryach saw the same in Bavel. Gemara asks, Oryach. Who's Oryach? What's his name, Oryach? So the Gemara says, Shmuel. This is Shmuel. Why is it called Oryach? So Rashi says that Oryach is a Lashon from Recha. Which Recha apparently is Lashon for a king in Aramaic. So Shmuel was called this because, Rashi says, because he was a Dayan, and he was a Dayan din Mamos, and we paskin like him, and we paskin like Shmuel Bedine, so therefore, that's why he had this nickname. Okay, so either Gemara says, but wait a second, Rav also said that it's Mutter. So why do you have to assume, right? Rav said that the basket, and we said the Kavachomer, that the saddlecloth is the Mardas is going to be Mekel as well. So why do you have to assume it's only Shito Shmuel? So the Gemara says, Allah Shaman Avdim Messiah, but no, it must be that Rav Zera heard the Hemshech of Rabbi Menafis in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, Be'in Tol and Traskel, but Shabbos. It must be that he said that you can't put the basket on in front of the animal on Shabbos. So therefore, he said, Amar Le Yashar V'chein Tamar Reach Bavel. It must be that this was only Shmuel, because Shmuel says that a basket is going to be Aser, so this followed Shmuel. So the Gemara now asks a different question. Everyone agrees that putting on the saddlecloth on the animal is going to be mutter on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between the saddle and the saddlecloth? Why don't we assume both are forbidden? We know that it's forbidden to remove the saddle from the donkey, right? That's what we said before. And the Kaval Chomer, we said to put it on. So then why are they the same halachas? The Gemara says, Shani Asam, there's difference in the case of the saddle. The Efshar, the Naftal Mimela. When it comes to the saddle, we can assume that there is a way that it'll fall off by itself. So the Bryce itself said they walk back and forth. If you walk back and forth, it'll fall off. So then, if there's a better way to do it, then it would be makel. If there's a better way to do it, then you should be makel and do it in the makel way. So again, it comes out that the saddle, that both Rav and Shmuel are going to agree that putting on a saddle is mutter, because it's stopping the suffering. When it comes to the saddlecloth, putting on the saddlecloth is going to be mutter, because it's stopping it's going to stop the pain, it's removing the suffering. However, removing the saddle is going to be usher, according to everyone, because there's a way to do it beheter. Okay, so the Gemara now says, Rav Papa, Amar, Rav Papa gives a different tarot to the Kasha, Kan Lechamama, that in the case of putting on the saddlecloth, the purpose is to warm the donkey, and that is stopping its suffering. However, Kan Latana, when it comes to the case of removing the saddle, to cool the donkey, L'chamma is Leitzara, L'tzinana is Leitzara, when it comes to, it's always cold, so if it's freezing, so that's going to be considered suffering. So, however, if it's just very hot, it's not considered suffering at all. V'ayin Adam Rinsha, this is what people say, Chamra Afilu B'tkufas Tamuz, Krirele, that a donkey is cold even during the summer months. So during the summer months, it's always cold, so therefore, you can make it to alleviate the pain. So the Marna goes back to ask Kasha and Shmuel. The Marna says, Meisiveh, they have a Kasha though. The following ruling of the Braisa, the horse is not allowed to go out and there's just Rabim with a foxtail. Why would they have this foxtail? Rashi says it's against Ayin Hara. Because here, you're not allowed to wear it because it's considered a burden for the animal. There's not, the against Ayin Hara, you don't have to, it's not a tsar. And also not with a red strip between its eyes. This is not Ayin Hara, that's an Isser D'oraisa. Those red strings are very problematic, the ones that they give at the Kotel, that's an Aga point. But over here, the red strip was not against Ayin Hara, because the red strip over here was it was used to decorate the horse, Rashi says. Okay? And as again, that's just an adornment, it's not considered a major part of it, so you're not, it's considered a burden. Because most people don't decorate horses. If most people did, then it might not be a problem, but then it must be that not most people did it that way. So therefore you're not allowed to go out with it. Lo azav bekishel anago, we mentioned that azav is not allowed to go with his pouch. We saw before that azav, who is wearing this pouch to see how many, emissions he had, if he had one or two or three, again, to make sure to count whether he was a azav gomor or a regular azav to bring a korban. So that, the pouch is not considered an article of clothing. And it's also, so therefore it's going to be usher to wear it in the Rosh Hashanah. And also, lo izin bekisha b'diden. Also, goats are not allowed to go with the pouch in their udders. Why? Because the pouch is collecting the milk. Rashi says, And or the other option is that it's preventing it protects the udders from being scratched by thorns. So okay, so the reason that it's usher is because it's not tied properly. We're afraid it's going to fall off. So that's why it's usher. Velo para b'chosim shirupia, and a cow is not going to go out with a muzzle on its mouth. Velo sayachim b'tars kalim shibefiam reshus rabim. So these type of horses are not allowed to go out with the baskets around their mouths into the reshus rabim in the public domain. Velo be'ima b'sandal shibraglaya, and neither an animal is allowed to go out with a shoe on its foot. Velo be'kamia af b'shu mumche, and neither with an amulet that they used to make, even if we know that it was a good amulet that written right the things that they used to write back then. And in this respect, the law is more machmir for an animal than it is for a person. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss what that chumra is. Okay, the Gemara is going to analyze that vague statement. An animal is allowed to go out with a bandage on its wound because we're assuming it's tight. And it's considered, then the Ran says that it's like clothing, it's like part of the body of the animal. And if it broke its bones, actually you put it like this type of cast type of thing that would put it back together, and it was made out of wood. And also with, if it had this placenta sticking out, and also a person, one stops the bell, make sure that it's not making a noise, then you could walk around with it. If it's not, then there's another problem. We saw this issue already come up before, that creating sound of Shabbos is going to be usher, that people hear you, so therefore it would be, so you have to make sure that the bells of the animal are not making too much noise. So the Gemara says, hey, what do we see from the Brisa? Look, Tanamiyat, the Brisa told us a lot of things, but the part that we want to bring against Shmuel was Velo Saichim Bitraskalim Shabbifil Nershus Rabbin, that the horses are not allowed to go out with these baskets around their mouths into a public domain. By the fact that we say into public domain, the Brisa implies Lershus Rabbin Hudalo, that only into a public domain these horses aren't allowed to go out with the baskets. Habachatzir Shabbidami, that implies that in the courtyard it's permitted. My Lab Bagdolim, now the Brisa seems to be talking about the horses that are older, Mishum Tanag, and therefore it's permitted for one to bring out these baskets in the courtyard for the sake of what? Of not of tsar, but only for their pleasure. So we see that activities which are only increasing the animal's benefit and not necessarily removing tsar are going to be mutter against Shmuel and like the opinion of Rav. So the Gemara answers Lo Biktan, and the Brisa is talking about younger horses Mishum Tsar, and that is permitted to put the baskets in front of them because that would remove their suffering. That, and therefore Shmuel would have a way to get out of the Brisa. So the Gemara says, Daikonami Tani, not only that, we could bring a raya from the Mishnah, from the Brisa itself, which told us Dumya the Kamiya, that is similar to the case of an amulet. An amulet, what's the purpose of an amulet? Rashi says it stops a person who's sick or the animal from being sick, which is removing suffering. So too, that we can assume that the baskets over here, Shmuel, that's a good proof that Shmuel would be able to get out of that problem. Now the Gemara is going to analyze a lot of this Brisa. The Gemara now continues with the Brisa. Amar Mar. The Brisa told us that the animal is not allowed to go out with an amulet, even if it's considered effective. So the Gemara asks, the Hanan Tnan, that but don't we learn in the Mishnah? We're going to learn this Mishnah, the Hemshech. V'lok Mishnah Mumcha, when it regards to a person going out into Rishus Rabim, the public domain on Shabbos, we learn that he is not allowed to go out with an amulet that's not considered proven. However, what does that imply? Hamumcha Shapir Damin. It implies when it comes to a person, if it is a proven pumed amulet, he is allowed to go out with it. It's considered as like a malbush because it's something that is proven and therefore it's good enough. So the Gemara says, why shouldn't the same halacha be with regards to an animal? So the Gemara says, so we have to assume the Gemara wants to originally suggest that here too that the Brisa is speaking of an amulet that wasn't proven, that, but if it was proven, it would be mutter. The Gemara says, but it says explicitly, it says clearly in the Brisa that even if it's proven, it's usher for the animal to go out with this amulet on Shabbos. The Gemara says, the Brisa is referring to an amulet that is considered proven effective for a person, but not considered proven for animals. The Gemara says, is there such a thing, an amulet that it's considered proven effective for a person and not considered for an animal? If it works for a person, this amulet, Kamiya, is working to heal a person and ward off any bad spirits or bad people coming from him wearing this thing, so it should certainly work for an animal. The Gemara says, no, there's a difference between animals and a person, in because Adam Islay Mazel Messiah, when it comes to a person, he has mazel. What does it mean that he has mazel? Sarashi over here says that it has special angels who are advocating for him in Shemayim. That's what Rashi is over here. Rashi Bava Kama famously says over there that we have Das, that a person has intelligence, whatever it means that we have a special mazel. And Be'ema Leisla's mazel lo masayla. When it comes to an animal, though, they do not have this mazel, they don't have this protection, so therefore, maybe it's not helping the animal, and therefore it would be a burden, the animal can't go out with it on Shabbos. And where it says, Iyafi mai zechar Be'ema Adam, but what does this mean when the Braisa says that this is what the halacha, where one thing was more machmir, we're more astringent with regards to an animal than a person? We thought it was originally going on the amulet, so what is it going on if it's not going on the amulet, the kamiya? So where it says, Nisavar kamiya kai, you think that this is going, the statement is referring to the law of an amulet? No, a sandal kai, this is referring to the law of a shoe, meaning that an animal is not allowed to go out with a shoe. What we just saw before, an animal is not allowed to go with a shoe. However, a person is allowed to go out with a shoe. It would be extremely difficult if a person is not able to go out with a shoe on Shabbos. So therefore, it is referring to a shoe, which a person is allowed to go out with Shabbos, and an animal is not. So the Gemara now said, going back to Rav and Shmuel, they both agreed that anyone is allowed to perform activity for the sake of tsa'ar for an animal. The Gemara says, Kashan, that tashma, sachinim, farsal, adam. A person is allowed to anoint, if a person has a sore, he's allowed to anoint and also scrape off a scab, adam, for a person on Shabbos. However, not allowed to anoint the sore or scrape off a scab for an animal on Shabbos. The Gemara says, my lab deika maka mishum tar. Doesn't that imply that where the brace is implying where the wound is still very is strong and it's still and you would be taking it off, you'd be removing it for the sake of removing the suffering of an animal. Yet the brace assumes that it's usher. So how are Rav and Shmuel going to deal with this? The Gemara answers, lo degamar maka mishum tainug. That here the brace is exclusively referring to the case where the wound has already healed, and that situation, then the only reason that you're doing it is it's considered it's not a tsar, it's not a major pain and suffering for the animal. It's only to give it pleasure, and therefore that's the only reason it's going to be usher. Rashi asks the question, but what do you mean? Rav says that giving something mishum tainug according to Rav helps. So mikach this, Rashi says, when we're stuck, we'll give the answer that Rav Tana Palik, that Rav was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the first borderline Amoraim, borderline Tanaim, so therefore he would argue on Tanaim and on Braisas, and it wouldn't be a problem. So we answered for Shmuel, who was stuck with the Braisas, so we answered for Shmuel, and Rav would have to answer that this is a problematic Braisas. So the word now goes back to Rav and Shmuel asks another kasha, the Tashma, Behema Shach Sadam, if an animal is a lot of, like a blood clot, is in a lot of pain. In Madinos of Mayim B'Shulshasani, you're not allowed to put it in water in order that it should cool off. Adam Shalom, however, if a person has like a blood clot, then Madinos of Mayim B'Shulshasani, a person is allowed to put him in water in order that he should cool off. So this is removing suffering, and we see that for an animal, it's usher. So why is it usher for the animal if it is suffering? So the Gemara says, there's a different reason why it's usher over here. It's usher because it's a preventative measure in order to stop it from grinding ingredients on of medicines. So there's a general gzira against doing something that's a refua on Shabbos. Any medication is usher on Shabbos because the general isser, we're afraid that many times the person is going to come to grind the substances together and they're going to make medicine, which is a violation of din d'oraisa, of tochen, of grinding. So the Gemara always assumes that it's a blanket gzira. For this aga point that to blanket gzera all types of medications, even going in the water, something to do with gzera shichamanim, the Chazal made a blanket rule, all medicine on Shabbos is usher. So the Gemara now asks them, but if that's the case, though, there's a medication, then iachi adam nami, then a person also, it's going to be usher, because he's doing a medication on Shabbos. Medication we just said is usher. So the Gemara says, no, adam nira kamika, but a person, he appears to be cooling himself off, and that appearance is mutter. And this is a very important heter, just in general, by the way, that when it comes to medication on Shabbos, if it's something that normal, healthy people do, it's totally mutter on Shabbos. So let's say a person, you despise chicken soup. So you despise it, you never want to eat it. However, you have a really bad cold, and that's the only reason you have the chicken soup on Shabbos. So since people generally love chicken soup and eat chicken soup all the time on Friday night, you're allowed to have it even though your sole purpose is from the kitchen, since it's the food of healthy people. So the Gemara asks them, but why can we say the same thing by an animal? The Gemara says, Yahachi be'imanami nirakimaker. When it comes to a person, an animal as well, one appears to be cooling it off, so why isn't it makel as well by an animal? The Gemara says, ain maker the behema. So Rashi says that it's not the derech to cool off animals. Since it's not the derech to do that, you can't taina that this is something that people do, like the chicken soup for a person. People generally, when they're hot out, when it's boiling out, they'll go for a good, they'll go in the water to cool themselves off. So therefore, and it's not usher, but this is going to be usher because animals never, we don't put animals into pools when they're hot. So the word now says, lema migazrina, though, do we really make these gzeras? In the case of animals, it's a few pshat, what does that mean? What gzera in the animal? Some say when there's a financial loss, they do make gzeras over here for the dinim derabanan for an animal, or just some, Do we make a gzera when an animal is doing an isra d'rabanan to perform an action that one is by din d'rabanan to help animals? Maybe that should be made mekel. So Gemara says, "Vatana." The Braisa tells us, if one's animal is standing outside the tchum Shabbos, tchum Shabbos is if I was standing in a certain place on Shabbos, right? I have from my city from where I am. Assuming there's no erev, not getting the whole erev right now. But if you're wherever you were standing, you have 2,000 amos to walk and no further. That's what's called the tchum Shabbos, the boundaries of Shabbos. So if my animal is standing past my 2,000 amos, kor lev yibar, I can call to it and it's going to come within my 2,000 amos and I can bring it back to the pen. And we don't assume that we don't make a gzera in that situation that maybe I'm going to come and walk past my 2,000 amos to go get my animal back. So this proves that where either there's a financial loss according to that madamar or the fact that there's no gzera by animals, either way you want to slice it, that this brisa is showing us that this is arguing ula that where their dinder abundant against final kashim applies even to animals. So Gemara says, Amar Avina, kigon shaya tchum shala, move la v'tot tchum shala. We can answer for Ula by saying that the Braisa is being a specific case where the animals 2,000 amos are overlapping with their 2,000 amos. Meaning that you have like two circles, right? In the middle, your circles overlap. That's what we're discussing over here, that your 2,000 amos are overlapping with his, and therefore, you don't need a preventative measure to permit him from doing so that because it wasn't an issue at all with the gzera for tchum Shabbos. So now the Gemara goes back and says that that what Ula said about the dinner about shchikas semanim for animals is a machlokes tanan. The Gemara says Rav Nachman Yitzchak shchikas semanim gufa gzirim. When it comes to the meaning medications for animals with respect to treating animals is a machlokes tanan. Bisanya, one price that tells us be'im hashachla karshinin, if an animal got sick because it eaten the type of legumes, too many legumes, lo yatzin bechatzir b'shul shetishrape. Person is not allowed to make it run around in a courtyard in order that it should be able to go to the bathroom and feel better. So we see that Tana held that the medication for doing a medical practice for an animal is asur on Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshi said that this medication, meaning making it run around, is permitted. So the Gemara is assuming that means that he held there was no issue with medication for an animal on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Darash Rav, Halach Rabbi Yoshi, the Paskins, Rav Paskins, the law follows Rabbi Yoshi. So the Gemara continues the brisa that we mentioned before. The Gemara says, "Amar Mar lo yata azav bekis shalav v'lo yizim bekis shabedehen." And a goat is not allowed to go out with a pouch on their udders. The Gemara now asks about Tana. The brisa told us though, "Yotas izim bekis shabedehen." Goats are allowed to go out with a pouch on their udders. A steer in the brises. So the Gemara says, "Amar Ravuda lo kasha demahadek demahadek." Ravuda says that there it's a simple that the brisa which said that it is mutter. That's talking about where it's fastened securely. So there's no issue. You don't have any issues of it falling off. However, the demahadek where it's not tight, it's not secure, then it might fall off and you'll take in the Rishus Rabbim, that would be us. So the Gemara says now, Rav Yosef gives a different type of Yosef Mara, Tana Shakal V'Malma, you removed all the Tanaim from the world, what do you mean? Meaning, he's saying, why? There's a Machlokas Tanaim about this. Tanaim, there's a Machlokas Tanaim. Why are you trying to make it Aliba to one Tana? That's one Tana argued about this and just give two different cases. It was just as simple, it was the same case, and different Tanaim said different things. It's not, we learned it in our Mishnah, Izim Yotat Tzoros. Goats are allowed to go out with the patch on their udders. Rav Yosef B'chulan, Chutzman Rechelos Kuvanos. Rav Yosef said all these cases are going to be usher except for the ooze that go out fasting. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Izim Yotzos Tzoros Le'Abesh, that goats are allowed to go out tied onto their udders and avalo le'chalev, but they're not allowed to go out to collect the milk. So Rav Yosef wants to tell over here that the brisa that allows you to go out, that's Rav Meir, and the brisa that's saying that it's usher, that's Rav Yosi. Okay, so that's how Rav Yosef wants the Taina. Rav Yosef suggests another answer, that they're both shittas Rav Yehuda. It's interesting. Rav Yosef was the one who just got very upset before at Rav Yehuda for suggesting it was one Taina. Now he himself suggested it's one Taina. Okay, that's Kasha. V'lo Kasha, there's no Kasha Kan Liabish. The Braisa which says that it's mutter, that referring to where we're talking about dried up milk. Why is that mutter? Because the patch is tied on very tightly, we're not afraid it's going to fall off, it's not going to be a burden. However, Kan Lechalev, when it comes to the Braisa that says usher, that's referring to collect the milk, which Rashi tells us that would be a burden. So the Gemara now continues on another topic. Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Be'izim Beis Antuchet. It happened with the goats of Antuchet, a certain place here, the Dan Gassin, that their udders were very large. Vasa Kisin Gadeshalo Yisar to the Dan. And they made pouches for them so that the udders would not get scratched on Shabbos. So we see that they would do that. The Gemara now mentions things that happen in an unnatural manner. The Gemara quotes about a big miraculous story. The Gemara says, Tanya Rabbanan, Maisa Be'acha Shemesa Isha, there was a certain person whose wife died. Benicha Ben Leonic, he left a certain, he had a son that needed milk, and he was nursing some. He didn't have enough money to hire a wet nurse. miracle was performed for him. And there was a miracle. He had two breasts like a woman, and he was able to breastfeed. A fascinating story. I believe scientifically also it's proven that 1 in a million maybe, whatever, are able to have milk and breast milk to feed children. So Gemara now considers, Amar Yosef Borei Kama Godol Adam Zer. Yosef said, wow, how amazing is this person, that such a miracle happened on him, on his behalf. No, Rabbi says it's terrible because the natural order of the world was changed back. And this is a very big ashkaf, I think I'm not getting into all right now. But basically, when a miracle happens for someone, a ki'ilu takes away from his chusim. A person's not necessarily supposed to daven for a nes. It's a big thing when a person's sick, Rabbanu Latzan. Okay, I'm not getting into all this thing. But generally, if a person has chusim, Hashem does a crazy miracle for him, it's going to kilu take away from him. And just another aga point that Rav Moshe points from here, a raya that a person's allowed to buy life insurance, because the normal maisa the person might die. And he's not allowed to, he doesn't necessarily have enough. Hashem gives for him and his wife, not necessarily for his children, grandchildren, when they're 20, 25, 30, whatever, to give a Yerusha. That's already past the natural order. So if there's a way to get out of it, it should be a natural order that the life insurance will pay you. That is not considered past your shtadlus, and he even recommends it. It's not considered choser bitachon. Okay, could I am the tshuva of Moshe? It's a fascinating raya from this gemara, of all gemaras, for Moshe about insurance. Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Borei Kama Kashim Nosnaf Adam. We see how difficult a person to provide food for a person. She Nosnaf Sidri Basis. The natural order was changed on behalf of this person in order to give him food. Gemara continues, Amar Nachman Teda. We see also, miracles happen to save people's lives. We don't necessarily see that food is created. Many times food is not created. We see all the time miracles happening, and we don't see the person starving, that all of a sudden he gets three loaves of bread appear out of nowhere. Once happened to a certain person, that he married a woman whose hands had been cut off. And he never saw this until he was married. And Gemara says, Rav said, how amazing, how modest was this woman. Her husband didn't even see her hand was missing. Crazy. So if someone had this major limb, major blemish, then obviously they'd try to hide it. That would be her way to do that. No, the person, the man, who never looked around and tried to analyze his wife, he didn't look at his wife who was missing a hand. That was amazingly tanua of him. Okay, the Gemara continues now. Zechari Milton Luvavim. The rams go out, we said Luvavim, we don't know what it is. We assume it's going to be attached in a second. The Gemara says, my Luvavim. What is Luvivin, maybe? That they go out attached. Ravuna Tuture. That they go out in pairs. So the Gemara says, how do we learn this? My master, the eye of Luvavim, listened to Kurveyu. How do we know that this indicates they're going together, meaning they're tied one to another? The Chsiv, Levasani Achosikala, that is written, that you have captured my heart. This is referring to Shir Hashirim, to Klal Yisrael, and Akash Baruch Hu, that he's saying, Akash Baruch Hu, that he joined me close to, Akash Baruch Hu brought us through the attractiveness of our mitzvahs. The Gemara continues now. Ula Amar, or Shekoshin Alayim, Keneged Liban. This is talking about the leather that is tied to the rams over their hearts. That's what Ula says, okay? Why? So the wolves won't fall, meaning wolves aren't going to come and try to eat them. So the Gemara says, why the wolves are going to fall only in the male sheep and not the female sheep? What's the difference? The Gemara says, "Mishum demaske bereisha edra," that because the males are attacked because they're at the beginning of the flock. The Gemara says, "But the mazavin bereisha edra nafle besof edra lo nafle." They'll attack the back of the flock. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, "El mishum debeshamne." It must be that the males are attacked because they are fat. The Gemara rejects this also. V'nekevos leika shamne. Is it not true that the nekevos, the fat, that the women's aren't fat? Besum yade bein hanilane. Furthermore, do they rules really know that between these and those? El mishum dezakve chutmai umasaku gavu. The Gemara says over here that they're attacked because they hold their noses up and they walk while looking from side to side. Okay, we'll pick up from here tomorrow with the third answer of what it means, how we get the lashon of love him tomorrow, Mirtzah Hashem.